Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello and welcome to Tip TV Trading View. I'm joined here today by Raj, market analyst at Trading View. Good afternoon, Raj.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I think we've got a bit of a focus here today, maybe commodity-led, I've got a feeling, having looked at the slides.
Yeah.
But we're going to go through those, starting off with a currency pair here, Australian dollar versus the US dollar. Yeah. Just talk us through this chart.
Yeah, this would be one of my favorites since Trump stepped into power. I think just a lot of the focus has been on commodities, on infrastructure spending, and technically this chart has been very good. So we saw like a huge retracement there towards the end of 2016, and now we've hit 2017, very, very strong rally. And I've put here on a weekly chart, we have a resistance level, and we have a 23.6 Fib, that confluence. And then going back down to the daily chart, which this one is, you can see it just matches up nicely with a couple of resistance levels and also an upward rising internal trend line, which I think it's gonna hit, hopefully, if I'm right, consolidate and maybe even move higher once we see some more spending into infrastructure.
I mean, it's certainly, since the start of the year, had a fantastic run off from some recent lows.
Yeah.
So if you see that Fibonacci level being broken, do you think that will be resistance to the downside, or really that will set a new floor to?
I mean, it's a bit of a difficult question, because I think it will still move up, but I think when it hits the Fibonacci, I think that's will provide a couple of problems. But also, we've seen manufacturing data from China come in just slightly weaker than expected, so that may have caused the currency pair to drop off slightly. But with that said, I think we're seeing PPI rise and inflation rise across the world due to the rise in commodities prices. You know, we're seeing the base metals prices increase. So I'm tracking this one with it. I think it's going to keep up and going to test those levels and maybe try and push higher later on in the year.
Interesting. Good. Moving on to the next slide. Let's say commodity focused.
Yep.
And almost a similar chart of late. Certainly with the rally over the recent months, the Australian dollar currency pair. Copper, fantastic run up since November.
Yeah.
And you've got obviously the Fibonacci levels on here. Just let's just have a look at this and talk about where it can go from here.
Yeah, so obviously similar to Aussie dollar, but one thing I like, and maybe the Trading View users should look at, is how we can look at the correlations between some of the asset classes that we have on the platform. So obviously copper has been pushing up quite high, and I've put the level there where I've stated that if we see a break of this level, then we should see some more buyers come in.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got the Fibonacci extension targets, and also on the weekly time frame, we do have a Fibonacci level coming in. But we've broken the trend lines now on the weekly chart to the upside, and this is the daily chart, and we've not seen too much there to stop it moving higher. So, my view is, yeah, we're going to see push to higher prices up to that Fib extension target, and maybe even higher later on. Yeah, but yeah, I'm bullish on copper as well.
Fantastic. And moving on to another slide, again, commodity based, but.
Yeah.
Trading a little bit differently to what we saw with copper, albeit it's had a rally.
Yes.
Since the start of last year. Can't seem to break some of these ranges. I mean, copper really hasn't broken out on either side of late. Where do you see this going?
So this one I've been slightly more controversial with, because the rest of them were bullish for commodities. This one, I've got the Elliott wave pattern in again. So the one to two wave that again pulled off at the retracement level that I was looking at, so between the 61.8 and the 78 level, and then pushed down wave three again, the longest wave. Here I'm predicting that this is where the level four kind of stops. the way forward, because it's hit the Fibonacci target that I was looking for. And where the wave five I put down to the extension is the 127 extension. So that's why I put the question mark here. But the RSI indicator is also confirming my thoughts, because it's given us a failure swing, so a hidden divergence to the downside. So I think this can pull back like a little bit further, but it's very it's got a lot of political reasons why it could go further, and Trump being the biggest reason that the reason why it could go further to the upside. Also, one last thing about this is if on the charting platform we have the Ichimoku cloud, it's at a major cloud level at the moment. It's in between quite a thick cloud zone. So that's also giving me some reasons that has got a lot of resistance to stop it moving higher, and that we could see a pullback from here.
Fantastic. So three slides there, without having to put you on the spot too much, Raj. Three potential trades, Aussie dollar, copper, and gold.
Yeah.
If you have to pick a chart and a trade, what would you go for?
Yeah, I think my favourite one is the Australian dollar to go and hit the weekly Fib target of the 23.6. I think it's got a lot of momentum behind it, apart from the Chinese data. I think the fundamentals are supporting it. We're seeing a rise in the base metals to push that behind. And yeah, that's kind of my favourite one right now.
Great stuff.
Thank you.
Raj, thank you very much.
Cheers.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.